Hi everyone, this is Shai from Raising the Frequency, and again, I'm glad to be here again with Dean Henderson. Hi Dean, how are you doing?
Good, Shai, how are you?
Good, good, keeping well, thank you very much. I mean, it's quite challenging times for all of us, I would say. You look good, you look sharp, you look neat, it's good to see you.
Yeah,
and I still hope one day to meet in physical form and not virtually through these softwares. But anyway, we're getting there slowly, but surely we're getting there.
Yeah.
The reason I just tell the audience, the reason I wanted to speak with you today, and we promised each other to keep it short, to try and keep it short. The reason I wanted to speak is actually to speak about the black nobility, about Switzerland, about Europe, about really if we can go back to the 13th century, which it seems like many things started there or happened there, whether it's the Templars, with the establishment of Switzerland. And many things started there, and I know you've researched these things, and obviously we wouldn't be speaking about this if it wouldn't be connected to here and now, to nowadays. If you could enlighten us, just going back to this little piece of history, roughly 700-800 years ago, till today. If you can just go back there, tell us what happened there, and we get back to here and now.
Sure. Well, again, we've been lorded over by these Nephilim bloodline families for 8,000 years now. So really you have to go all the way back to Sumeria and the Anunnaki, and then they branched off to Babylon and to Egypt, came the pharaohs. From Babylon, they went north, and they included the Khazarian people, which is the Rothschilds line. And then from Egypt, the pharaohs burned the Alexandria Library to hide their footprints and their bloodlines, and then they crossed over to the Holy Roman Empire and across the Mediterranean. And this is where the Knights Templar shipping fleet was established by the papacy, but also by these aristocratic black nobility families that were aligned with the papacy. So they really literally went all around the world and looted the native people of the world of all their wealth, brought it back to the Holy Roman Empire. And this is the wealth that these families really still have today, is it's just this stolen wealth from the rest of the world.
Right.
So then Pope Clement comes along, and there's kind of a battle between the Templars and the papacy, in which they hung Jacques de Molay, who, for being basically a black magician, and they burned him, and he had help with from King Philip of France. That's what's known as, Friday the 13th. And when that happened, the black nobility families split off, and they went up to Venice, went up the coast to Venice. And Venice, of course, being a seaport, where they could still operate their Templar ships and operate their crusade racket, which is the foundation of modern banking, because they would get these pilgrims in debt to go to the Holy Land, and then they would pretty much be beholden to them for the rest of their lives. So it's the beginning of banking, the beginning of a bond market, the beginning of like a credit card system, a credit system of any kind, the beginning of basically putting people into debt, which is still to this day the ultimate bondage that holds people back in this world. So then, and some of the families we're talking about are the Guelphs, which is Queen Elizabeth of England is a Guelph. It's probably the most powerful of this bunch. You have the Hanovers, which were German, which married into the Guelphs. You have the Orsinis. You have the Aldobrandinis, the Odicellis. The Aldobrandinis are particularly close to the papacy today, and they're intermarried with the Rothschilds. You have the Lombardies, you have the Pallavicinis, and these black nobility from Venice, they begin to branch out northward into northern Italy, and actually they constitute to this day the sort of fascist elements of the Northern League in Italy. And it's in this Lombardy region, named after the Lombard family, that the COVID really broke out, because it's a really dirty region. It's industrialized. It's,
yeah.
you know, it's really polluted. And then that's where they also were starting to put the 5G towers, you know, right away. Because, yeah, you know, again, to bring it to the present, these people are literally behind the 5G rollout, every facet of it, every step of it. They're behind Silicon Valley, these black nobility families. So from Venice, they moved into, they started the Hanseatic League in Germany. They started the Dutch East India Company and founded the Bank of Holland, which the Bank of Amsterdam, which was the first private central bank in the world. Then they decided they'd split off. They went to Switzerland and founded Switzerland because it's mountainous. It's a place that's landlocked. And they figured, well, we can start our banks up here and kind of hide our money up here in the mountains. And meanwhile, we'll move our political center to the British Isles, because that's an island protected by sea. And at that time, the Templars were the only people that had ships. Yeah. So the hordes and the enemies of those people could not get to the British Islands. So they called that the United Kingdom, because that's where the kings, the black nobility and the proper nobility, the more overt nobility, that's where they would keep their power base, their political base. So, and then they, after the... you know, they basically invited the Templars fled from after what happened to the guy Dimalay. They fled, and a lot of what happened at that time was they went to Scotland as well. They went to Venice, and then a lot of the gold went to Scotland, and that's where Scottish Rite Freemasonry was established with help from the Sinclair family, which is another powerful Nephilim bloodline family, you know, Princess Diana has that Sinclair blood. And then eventually they signed the Magna Carta in on Lombard Street in the city of London. And they invited the Templars to bring their loot down to the city of London and sort of establish that as a kind of a Freemasonic Knights Templar stronghold, where every bank has its own Masonic lodge and so forth. And this, of course, the city of London, of course, is this one square mile entity within the UK, within London, but it's a separate entity, just as the Vatican is a separate entity, you know, within the country of Italy, its own country, really. So in the meantime, they founded these banks in Switzerland, and they basically began to accumulate the money. So they'd have their political center, their operational center in the British Isles in the city of London. And out of that comes Chatham House, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Royal Geographic Society, the Royal Physics Society.
This is when, about?
This began, again, after the Magna Carta was signed, which supposedly diminished the power of the kings and queens, but what it actually was a sort of a unification of between the black nobility and the official nobility. That's what it came down to. So now the aristocrats and the kings had the same interests. And this is also about the time when the Rothschild... bankers and other court Jews, Hofjuden, we call them, intermarried with the royalty and you know, became powerful in their own right, because they had basically the purse strings over these people from financing different wars and different adventures. So this is a unification of sort of 0.001%, you know, began kind of at this point, yeah, where all of a sudden, you know, they have the same interests. And yeah, Switzerland became another Templar stronghold.
You're breaking up. All right, go on, sorry.
Yeah, Switzerland is not part of the EU, and that's why, because they wanted to have their banks separate from any kind of EU regulations. And I believe still that this is why they want a Brexit, because they also want to now have that political operations center separate from the EU. Even though they're painting it like a liberation for the British people, I think has more to do with stepping out of the regulations of the EU and becoming more like Switzerland. You notice the UK, the British pound still exists, yeah. Swiss franc still exists, but everything else is in euros, yeah, in that area.
It's so, you know, if I can just throw a couple of bits and bobs in the mix here, because people tend to forget. I'll say a few anecdotes, few facts that are just to see if we can connect the dots. For example, the UN main offices in Geneva, Switzerland. The World Economic Forum is in Switzerland. The first Zionist Congress was in Basel, Switzerland. the flag of Switzerland is a red cross. Now, what's funny, which is considered to be a Templar's Knight symbol, but actually the Templar's Knight is a different cross, and I will put links to for the viewers to have a look. But really, if you take a pyramid, which the Swiss themselves, they're saying they are coming from the pharaoh's families. So it's not that you or me are saying that. They are saying that about themselves. So it's like, say no more, you know. You say it on yourself that you are a descendant of the pharaohs. And this actually what it looks like gives them the power to do what they do, because they see themselves as the continuing the pharaoh's legacy, etc. So they feel entitled to do whatever they do now. So if you take a pyramid, right? So it's like four triangles. It's a square base in four triangles. And if you want to put it like in a 2D symbol, so you press the top of the pyramid. So you get four triangles spread out and four triangles, which are the gaps in between these four triangles. So actually this is the Templar Knights symbol, and you can see the same symbol on the Pope clothes. So, and it's quite familiar, and if you close this symbol in a line, you get an octagon. If you close the Red Cross of Switzerland in a line, again you get an octagon. And this is quite it's a shape that keeps repeating. Also the Hitler, by the way, are you still here? Because your picture is stuck. Can you hear me? If you can just disconnect and reconnect, that would be great, if you can do it. Well, he's just disconnected. Hopefully he will reconnect in a second. Meanwhile, I can tell you that the Red Cross of Switzerland, also if you close it, it's an octagon. And this stuff, I wanna tell Dean as well, is actually coming from Sean Horse, which I learned quite a bit from him in the last couple of weeks, let's say, about Switzerland and the origin of what we have now is the whatever is going around the big sea. It seems like it's coming from there as well, from Switzerland. It's quite funny how all these little details and all these little dots are actually connected. I prefer to wait for Dean, if you don't mind. Thinking about it, maybe I'll share my screen with some pictures, but maybe not. I'll just wait for Dean. If it's all right with you, I hope so. For those of you who didn't see a video I put out recently that all roads lead to Switzerland, I recommend you watch it, because I did put some pictures there that I took from Sean Horse, and I recommend I put some links also to his videos and his YouTube channels, because it's quite impressive stuff, the research he has done about the Templar Knights and Switzerland and the taking over Europe as well as the rest of the world, and banks and gold and what have you. I mean, there he is. Here he is. Just to see his back. Yes. Good, you here?
Yeah, there we are.
Excellent.
Boom, so, just went away. Well, we're hitting the right stuff. So.
Yeah. So basically, if I, you know, just to continue, a lot of the institutions which are supposed to be neutral, but like Switzerland, like the UN, they are neutral, right? But actually, they keep telling us about how good it will be to have one world government. This is one thing. Second thing, Switzerland, I would say, is the capital of pedophilia and child trafficking and child slavery. I mean, it's not the only place that deals with that, but if you look at the Swiss history, you see it has a lot of it, especially if they're coming from pharaohs, which we know, I mean, it's written in scriptures that they used to do this sort of stuff, dealing with children and blood of children, etc. So it's quite nasty, but hey, I didn't make it up. It's there. When you were offline, I mentioned Sean Horse, which is a researcher, and I've been learning quite a lot from him recently, and I will put some links to his videos here, because he's been researched quite a lot about Octagon, about Switzerland, about the Templar Knights and their connection to what is happening even now with the Corona story. Because I don't know if you know, but the company, pharmaceutical company Novartis, is a Swiss company. It's, I think it's the largest one in the world, and the largest facility for vaccine developments and stuff is actually in China, and it belongs to Novartis. So I said when you were offline that the dots and the connections are just too obvious to ignore. And if I put together the stuff you said before, the Black Nobility, the Templar Knights, Venus, you know, United Kingdom, obviously Rome, Egypt, and so on, it just, it's in your face who is actually to take the blame. Now, it's not that they say, hey, look at us, we're doing it, because they say they're neutral. But still, it's up to us to open our eyes and see that someone, I mean, never mind now behind men, but I'm saying now, talking, let's say, just about men and women, they are for real. There's men, there are men and women who are doing it to other men and women. And they have an agenda, and we need to wake up to this agenda. Now, I don't know if you know, and I'd be more than happy if you know something about it, or if you can enlighten us about it. Switzerland, I mean, before Switzerland was a country, even Germany, it was just many, many tribes in this area. So they actually decided where the line will go, the border, and they can move it wherever and whenever they want. But there's a small country called Liechtenstein, which is just there. It has no 5G at all. And by the way, Switzerland, they deployed the 5G, but now they stopped it because of health concern, all right? So this Liechtenstein, I heard it from another researcher, Israeli researcher. The flag of Liechtenstein is the only flag in the world that has a crown of a king. So there's no other, there's other flags with crown, with a crown, but not with a king's crown. So it's quite interesting that Liechtenstein is there, just next to Switzerland, and it's the same landscape. Also, it's 30,000 people a country. And it's the only country with on its flag with the crown of a king. It's quite interesting knowing that the Black Nobility and most of the gold of the world is actually there in this area, in this part of the world. Do you know something about it? About Switzerland, Liechtenstein? Do you know something about it?
Yes, the most secretive banking is in Liechtenstein, and it's the House of Liechtenstein. It's one of the Black Nobility families. It's the Liechtenstein family.
Wow.
And it's interesting because, you know, it's like Monaco, you know, Monaco in France. That's the Grimaldi clan, the Grimaldi Nephilim family, and they control that, and that's why the south of France is very wealthy too. And But yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just move the money to the mountains, pretty simple, and have a little kingdom right next door that you can run stuff out. There's also Andorra, which is an interesting little country. You know, there's all these interesting
little countries. Where is it? Where is Andorra?
Andorra, God, I think it's like, isn't it within, I think it's between Spain and France, is that right?
All right, makes
possibly
sense.
Possibly, yeah.
Yes, all right.
But it's another little fiefdom, you know, for the Nephilim Blue Bloods. And you just, I mean, the evidence is all there that, you know, we talked for, you know, I think when we first became acquainted, Shai, was when I wrote the article, Who's Behind the 5G Call of Humanity?
Indeed.
And that's still the question. I mean, never more so than now.
We are still in the same discussion.
And we just want people to hear this because, you know, now it's actually happening. We're into the cull. Have you noticed? I mean, it's called COVID-19. It's Covert Operation Identification 2019. Where they're trying to get your DNA and get your genetics and get everybody to test and get everybody to whatever. And then, you know, then you become a vassal under this new system of, instead of military industrial complex, it's a medical industrial complex, a disease sickness complex, which is what they're going to make a ton of money off of in the future. But who's behind it? Yeah, you mentioned Novartis from Switzerland. I could mention AstraZeneca and GlaxoSmithKline, GSK. Yeah. These are both controlled by the Crown in by the Guelph clan in England, and the Crown corporations. And they're at the forefront of the Oxford research. So that is the vaccination that's probably going to be spread all around the world. You can mention Crown Castle, which has its headquarters on Fleet Street in the City of London, the corporation that put up all the towers and still putting up all the 5G towers. This is a Crown corporation. You can mention Lockheed Martin and British Aerospace. Again, Crown corporations, which are putting up a space fence to ionize the atmosphere and change the climate at will and target weather at people, not to mention the chemtrails that are coming down on us. You can mention General Electric, which came out of RCA, which created radar and sonar, which caused the Spanish flu in 1918 when American troops came home sick from being exposed to radar and sonar for the first time. Nothing Spanish about it, but they came home sick because they were exposed to the RCA Corporation's new level of toxic electrification. And you can trace these coronaviruses. Corona means crown. It also means the sheath around an electricity field. And so they made up the name coronavirus to basically, and then they made up germ theory to say that basically, no, it's not our pollution that we're elevating this electrical grid and field and these different forms of magnetism and radiation and EMFs. No, it's not that. It's just that you're dirty human beings that spread bacteria. So it's your fault. Yeah. Well, of course they did. That's what they do. They blame everything on, you know, human frailty because they hate humans. And then meanwhile, they just march on and go with the technology and just kill more people. All the time, make us wear a mask, blame us, you know, and make us feel bad. That's their whole shtick. Yeah. So, you know, you have to, and then Serco, of course, which is the subject of that article, which has all the patents for 5G, which with help from Lockheed Martin and IBM created Silicon Valley, along with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Administration, which created Google, which created Facebook, the day they shut down LifeLog, which was a DARPA project. And all this stuff, they softened people up with the technology. They made them unsure of themselves. They hive-minded them into two fake camps, put them at each other's throats. Starting a civil war is a big part of this. And I do believe America is really the big target because America has guns. America has freedom more than any country ever, even though it's not perfect. Yeah. And America fought the crown in 1776 and got some modicum of freedom. Yeah. So that's why we have most COVID. That's why we're having Black Lives Matter, Soros-funded civil war, which, by the way, started out as a good thing because, you know, I don't like cops. Cops protect the crown. The military protects the crown. We do have to get the cops and the military significantly diminished if we're ever going to have a chance of stopping the crown, because that's who protects them. They don't protect people. They protect private property. They protect corporations. Who created the concept of corporations? Again, the black nobility and the crowns. And they also created the concept of fascism, which is tying together bloodline families in a bundle to protect each other's interests. That was all started in that Venice region of Italy. So, you know, it's all Serco. Again, Serco is a crown corporation with the queen having the golden share. And it's all tied together. Bill Gates, Knight Commander of the British Empire, 2005. So he's knighted as a military commander. So he's prosecuting the war on humanity for the crown. Elon Musk, member of the Royal Society. So he's prosecuting the war for the crown on humanity. And this is the kill program. We're in it. And the mask, put on the mask, that's just another level of the kill program because you starve people of oxygen. You have them breathing in their own nasty CO2, and you kill more people. You keep people at home, you kill more people. Oh, but by the way, first you make them depressed, make them sick from breathing in the air-conditioned air. This is why the southern states are having a hard time now because it's so hot. They're staying inside and they're breathing in the same air-conditioned air because they're told to stay inside. They're told to lock down. And the crown knows full well this will kill more people. Everything they're advising us is to kill more people. Yeah. And until these punks get out of the way, these medical people, and the most of them are just dumb. They don't know. They're not part of the cabal. They don't know. They're just dumb. And they'll believe anything. And they don't use their brain anymore. They just go with the popular opinion and they say, follow the science. But all the science is fake. It's all fake.
It's based on lies. Yes.
The seven, you know, the seven sacred sciences that the Nephilim taught these people to control, how to control humanity with these seven sacred sciences, mainly rhetoric and logic, which are turned upside down right now. So it's not science. Science is a quest that never ends. You never find the answer. You keep looking. So you can never say the science is settled. That's like an oxymoron. The science is never settled. It's never settled. That's not a scientific thing to say. Yeah. But here we are. We got this little guy, Fauci, and he's such a cute little fella, you know, and he's so harmless. And, of course, just like Microsoft, you know, they put, oh, such a soft, fuzzy corporation or, you know, whatever. They always hide behind these kind of PC kind of people. And now Fauci's the guy that, you know, everybody just listens to Fauci. And most of the people are just dumb and they just listen to him and they don't question him. And he's full of contradictions. Everything he says is a contradiction.
Sure. It's on purpose. It's deliberate.
It's deliberate. That's what I'm saying. It's a deliberate part of the kill program. And the longer they can keep people confused and scared and compliant, you know, the more people are going to die. So if we want to live, if we want to survive as a species, we can't live in fear. We have to live in love. And that means taking off your mask, telling the truth, and really unmasking the crown while we're at it and the black nobility, which is what we're trying to do today.
So it's
a metaphor. We have to unmask the whole thing or we're in big trouble. And I really think, Shai, that we were winning the information war when COVID was launched on us, you know, by Bill Gates, by John Hopkins, and by the Wellcome Trust, which nobody seems to mention as far as they were the biggest funder of Event 201 was the Wellcome Trust. But nobody mentions them. Why? Because it's the crown. It's Burroughs Wellcome. It's now GlaxoSmithKline. It's the biggest crown charity for the Guelph family. And so they're the ones doing all the vaccinations in Africa with Gates, sterilizing black women, killing people.
Right.
They're the ones vaccinating for polio in India, starting a polio epidemic in India. And now they're the ones leading the charge into this, you know, coronavirus era, which is also a cover for the rollout of 5G. It's a cover.
Yeah.
And because they know people were going to get sick and they were already getting sick. Yeah. I mean, we already had declining life expectancy in the United States for 2 years in a row before COVID.
Yeah.
And they had to have some explanation for why so many people were keeling over. And this is a big part of what this covert operation is. It's also a beta test of the hive mind. It's like how dumbed down have we made the sheeple through internet weapon, through DARPA computer weapon, through Facebook and all these weapons, TikTok and everything else. TikTok. Yeah, so there is a Chinese element, by the way, to this, because I think, I said it in my Big Oil book, my very first book, I think that the plan for the crown, for the Swiss City of London crown, is to basically dump the United States and move to China as their defender and China as their model of social order and economic order. So, you know, this is why Google is spoon-feeding technology to the Chinese military.
Sure.
Because they, and this is why, you know, David Rockefeller called it the China model.
Yeah.
We want the China model.
They said it openly. They like the Chinese way. They don't mention, obviously, the tens of millions of Chinese people who got slaughtered and, you know, whatever, in the camps. But they like the Chinese model because it keeps everyone still dumb and poor.
Yeah.
While they are a superior race, which is, again, going back to the pharaohs, to the kings, to the nobility, which is what they want. They want this differentiation between us, the sheep, and them, the royal families. And you know what they're doing also, I mean, it's not something I came up with. I heard it over the net from various researchers, is deprivation of so many essential stuff. I mean, they deprived us from social contact, from oxygen, from being outside oxygen. In nature, from all those important things that we need for our survival, for our well-being, for our health, for our sanity. It's deprivation. And this is actually a CIA technique for torturing people. So when you look at it as is, not as under the story of COVID-19 or whatever name they will give it. When you look at it as is, what you see is actually technique of torture by CIA, KGB, whatever. I don't care even who came up with this nasty stuff, but it's to deprive us from so basic rights that really they keep us healthy and sane. And they would like us to lose sanity and to lose our health, and we won't let them. And we know, and I agree with you that we were winning the information war, and we're still winning, and we need to continue and give them hard time in order for us to overcome it, to succeed, because God is in our on our side, and they know it. That's and they push, and they push, and we keep pushing back.
Yeah, that's right. They're weak. They're coming from a position of weakness all the time, because these fallen angels know that their time on earth is limited, that eventually they will be defeated. And so everything they do is out of position of fear, you know, so they react, you know, so, oh, here comes Bernie Sanders. Oh, here comes Crown association with pedophilia via the Epstein incident. Oh, here comes Prince Harry moving to Canada with his dark-skinned wife, because these are the white supremacists. These Nephilim founded white supremacy, founded Nazism, founded all kinds of intolerance and hatred for other races, because they're aliens and they're the pure white light people or whatever. So my website, as you probably know, in February was deleted, and right before COVID. And I know one other site that was deleted at that time, and they were also talking about the Crown, and that was Aim for Truth, that site. And they were deleted. And we had just given these papers to this Sasha Stone to present to the UK High Commission, Police Commission. And I come to find out, those papers were never introduced at that conference, because I know two other people that organized that with him were at that conference. Those papers were never presented. So I'm starting to wonder about that guy a whole bunch. But they got the goods on us. They identified us as the ones over the target. Yeah. And then they just pulled the plug right before COVID. They also froze my bank account. I couldn't operate. I had no money for about a month.
When was it? The same time in February?
Same time. And, you know, I had to call the CEO of the bank and basically threaten her after I finally found the number. And, you know, I threatened her. I said, we're going to the Comptroller of Currency, you file a complaint, you know, just very, you know, lawyer-like, and boom, next day, you know, it's taken care of. But she didn't know. Nobody knew. Why? Because it's algorithms. It's all
Sure. It's done remotely. Yes.
Everything. Even my blog, when it was deleted from WordPress, I got a note from, it was signed Knox, K-O-N-X, like Fort Knox. Right. K-O-N-X AI. It said Knox AI. That's what it said. Wow. So it was from a bot. I didn't ever get anything from a human being. And the same with the bank. Nobody at the bank could tell me why, because they didn't know, even the very highest levels. But all it was algorithms. Say the wrong thing, red flag goes up, you get social credited. So I was being social credited the Chinese way. Yeah. And just back to the Chinese thing real quick, I'm noticing the Li family, the Khan family, K-H-A-N, which runs the Aga Khan Foundation, and the Shah family, as in the Shah of Iran. Nephilim bloodline families, this is the Asian kind of part of it, because these are not all Europeans.
Sure.
And I'm noticing those people are becoming more prominent. Like I saw Fauci the other day on a Zoom thing, and above it said something K-H-A-N, like some network, like it was the Khan family. And one of the Black Lives Matter lesbian trifecta founders or whatever, Khan is her surname. Right. And the executive director of the Rockefeller Foundation is a Shah right now. And I'm seeing the Lees, L-I, all over the news. And they're making all these commentary. So watch for that in the news. And you'll notice those three names coming up. So they seem to be using the Asian arm of that family, of those Nephilim bloodline families, to sort of push. And that, again, tells me that, you know, geopolitically, it's going to go to China.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to try to cook up a war between the U.S. and China.
I mean, we obviously we know that. I mean, we see it over the normal news, even not the not the alternative news. And you know, I agree that, just to say, with the Li, Khan and the Shah, I agree. I know that, and we discussed it even before in previous talks. And it's funny, for those who don't know that many of the names, just notice few names will keep popping up, and it's not a coincidence. Just bear in mind, it's not a coincidence. Someone wants you to know these names, all right? So pay attention to this, and maybe just on a, I would say on a positive note, not that it was a negative talk in any way, but on a positive note still, you know, I learned recently, in recent weeks and months, that things that I have done in my life have actually prepared me for this time. And I want everyone to look at his own life, his own childhood and upbringing and experiences and relationships you may have had, and other stuff that everyone has done in his own life. See how it's all connected. There is no coincidence. Things happen in a very, very accurate way.
Yeah.
So each and every one of us will come to this point in life and be so important, so crucial for the consciousness battle that is going on at the moment. This is one thing. Second thing, I come to know more and more, although I don't have a kippah and I don't become religious in the normal way, I come to know more and more that the battle that is going on at the moment is a spiritual big time battle.
Big time.
And actually it didn't start now in February. It started thousands of years ago, and it's all written in the Bible. And what the Bible is actually telling us about this battle is that it's awesome. And don't worry, God will win. God will prevail because this is His creation. You know, have no worries. But this is the time for us really to wake up, see who we are, where we come from, how great are we. So great that others want to use our energy because it's so precious and they don't have it. We are so great, and God has put us here to realize that we are great and to choose right from wrong, good from evil, moral from immoral, etc., etc. So we have to take it as an opportunity to grow up. We have to take it as an opportunity to show ourselves, to show our children, to show God that we know what's going on and we are on God's sides. That's it. We don't even have to fight. The war is here. The war is here. We will win. The question is, how quickly we're going to win? How much we will not lose by winning as quickly as possible?
Right.
How less victims we will have during this short or longer time that we choose. Yeah. This is our choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always been that way. It's nothing different about that, right? It's like, how much karma do we have to... And karma's always bad. Karma's always bad. People don't get that about karma. Karma is just mistakes. You know.
That's why they say karma is a bitch.
Karma's a bitch. So how long is it going to take to get from the karma to the dharma? And it's always been the same question, and it's always been the suffering in between.
Yeah.
And the suffering is caused by, as you said, people not recognizing how awesome they are.
Yeah.
How awesome humanity is. Not accepting their responsibility to be awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not that hard. All you got to do is just accept it and be awesome. But they're constantly preaching self-hatred, narcissism, fear, shame, guilt, germ theory, evolutionary theory, Big Bang theory. Everything's chaotic. Everything's random because that's Luciferian. That's the anti-God. Everything's not random. Everything is ordered, structured, as you say, no coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. Everything in your life happens for a reason. Every single thing. And it's once you realize that, then you're starting to tune in. You're starting
to become aware. And it's amazing. And you see, it's amazing. What an amazing life we have.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And that's why, you know, we're happy people, because we realize that.
Yeah.
And it's all just kind of a distraction and a joke, you know, to have to deal with these little insects on the side. But we do it. And we do it because, we, you know, God, you know, commands that we do it. Not really commands, but just like we just do it. So here's an example. Walmart, the biggest retailer in the world for food and everything else, implemented a mask requirement nationwide beyond anything the states, cities, whatever could implement. And in Spearfish, where I'm at, it took a week. And I went in there with no mask one day, and I was the only person. And you know, a lot of, and then more people started to do that. And then more people started to call in and say, we don't like this. We're going to go shop over here at this other store. And the other store, this little grocery store, instead of one semi load of food for the week, they had to order three because everybody was going to that store because no masks.
Yes.
And within a week, Walmart rescinded its mask order in this town. Probably the only town in America where that's happened. But that's where it happened. That's where it starts, that little spark. And those little things, and people just standing up, do not comply, do not obey. This is human folly. This is the devil's work. This is Lucifer, the fallen angel, speaking through Fauci and Burks and all these crooks and Gates. And they're just these feeble-minded, weak people who do not recognize the awesomeness of humanity. Absolutely. Just the opposite. Think we're a scourge. And that's why Greta Thunberg, the crown-controlled climate extinction rebellion, has become COVID. You know, no more traveling, lock it down, no more flying. Just what they wanted. They got it with COVID. So it's the same agenda, and it's the same anti-human agenda.
Yeah.
It's not true. We can coexist with nature, and we have for eons before these creeps showed up and intervened. So it's just lies, lies, lies. And you just have to plant your foot right now and say, no, I'm not going along with this. That's all.
Exactly. From day one, I said, don't put the mask and that's it. It's all falling apart. Yeah. Just don't comply to the mask, and it's all falling apart. If you comply to the mask, that's it. You already it's rolling. You know, you have to stop it here at the beginning.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dean.
Masquerade, you know. And then, masquerade. It's about deception, hiding behind the mask. This is what the pedophiles in Switzerland do. You know, this is what the Rothschilds do with their little Mardi Gras balls and their little Halloween festivals, and they hide behind masks, and it symbolizes. They hide behind the human facade, and meanwhile, they're Nephilim, cross, Templar crossbreds, Zionist scion to graft with humanity. They're hiding behind this, drinking children's blood, abusing them, starting wars, anything negative energy, feeding off that, including this COVID negative energy, feeding off humans like vampires, and all the time they're hiding behind a mask. And so this is it's kind of an initiation ceremony for the masses into the cult of Freemasonry and Kabbalah and, you know, the cult of Baal and all these nasty, creepy, satanic, you know, fronts they've started throughout the years on behalf of the crown. So it's very important not to wear a mask. Now Fauci says we need goggles, and pretty soon it's just like, yeah, it creates mistrust. It's unhealthy, but moreover, it's really like a spell. It's a magic spell.
It's a spell. Everyone is under a spell here. Everyone.
Everyone's under a spell.
And you know what I see? I spoke about it today with a friend. He came over. Obviously, we sat 6 feet apart with masks. No, I'm joking. So anyway, he came over and we spoke about exactly that, about the spell and how educated people, smart people, clever people are actually thick to think that a mask would do the job, and they don't see how the spell has been cast on them through their wisdom and through their learning and through their all their experience in life. They don't see that they're under a spell and they believe the system. But you know, that's why we are here. That's why we are saying and doing what we saying and doing.
Educate
and we'll keep doing it. We'll keep doing it.
And the intellectual classes are the worst. Why? Because they've gone to the crown controlled universities and they got all their high degrees and they bought in and they actually believe what the system has told them. And everything's garbage that you've been taught. Like you have to really go back your whole life and realize that you came out of your mama perfect. You were aware of everything. You knew instinctively exactly what was going on, including that a handful of people ruled the world. Yeah. And then through a series of socialization and, you know, bad parenting, not their fault, but they were misinformed. So it was pretty much, we all had bad parenting. I love my mom, but sorry, but you know, it's not their fault. It's just, the intense amount of mind control and brainwashing, and then the grammar school and the universities. So the further into that you get, the more susceptible you are right now. You got a mask up. And so, you know, just going along with that consensus of lies. And I think, So it's those are the worst right now. Those kind of people, it's really crazy, right? It's like, yeah, people you thought would know better, and they're actually the ones that are freaking out.
Oh, well. Dean Henderson, thank you very much, my friend. It's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. And something tells me we will chat again very soon.
Yeah, we better do that. Okay.
Yeah. God bless us all.
Yeah, God bless us all. And God bless you and your family, Shai. And, a lot of people say, stay safe. I say stay strong and throw safety to the wind. But stay strong.
Yeah, it's you too. And all the best to you and your missus. And we'll catch up very soon. Thank you very much, my friend.
Yeah, take care, brother. Bye-bye.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.